continue on this Thursday, draft day. First round gets underway today at 5 o'clock. Cardinals on the board right now at number 4 and number 27 in the first round. Here to talk Cardinals draft with us from azcardinals.com. Darren Urban checks in on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Darren. How are you?
I was mistaken. Jared said we're going to be talking Suns. I didn't think we're going to be talking Cardinals draft.
So
now I'm thrown.
Look, I follow you on social media. I see your reaction to the Suns over the years. Is it over, Darren?
Yeah, I think I'd rather talk Cardinals draft.
Yeah, it's a good idea. So what are these immaculate vibes that Kyler Murray is feeling, Darren?
Well, gosh, Dan, I wish I knew. I haven't talked to Kyler in a while. I'm guessing he's talking to more people and knowing more things than I am right now. But, I mean, obviously, the way this feels like it's trending, there seems to be a fairly decent chance with all the other reports coming out that the Cardinals are going to end up taking a player at 4, and whether that's Marvin Harrison or not, I would guess if they stayed there. I've held this all along. I've thought it was really funny earlier in the week. All of a sudden, we start seeing these reports of, well, the Cardinals have decided they're going to wait until they're on the clock before they make any decisions. And I was saying to some of my cohorts on our podcast that, yeah, because I've been saying that since basically February. Like, what would be the point of either side doing anything until the Cardinals are on the clock? It would be malfeasance for another team to want to trade up, not knowing what quarterback would be there at 4. And it'd be stupid for Monty Ozenfort to not, you know, completely leverage out what he's got going. So I always thought it was going to be something that was on the clock, but, you know, we'll see if that actually draws any interest by the time we actually get to number 4.
If, the fourth pick comes tonight, the Cardinals are on the clock, and they do end up with Marvin Harrison Jr. Obviously, it's a huge, huge area of need. What else would you like to see the Cardinals do later on in the first round in terms of positional need?
I mean, you would think, given the circumstances, that it would probably be a defensive player with that second first-round pick. Mm-hmm. I think it makes all the sense in the world to get a receiver first because that is a position where they need something. But I think the defense needs more help right now. I think you've got some options there. At 27, you should have some options there. And that only should – judging by the reports about how it looks like there's going to be a run on offensive tackles in the first round, that should push down some decent defensive players down there. Now, whether they stick at 27, I don't know. You know, we've talked all about whether they're going to trade down from 4, but we don't know what's going to happen at 27. Could they trade up for a couple places to get a defensive player or somebody that they really like? Sure. But I could also see them trading back a few spots and gaining more picks that way if they see a clump of players around 27 to 32 or to 34, whatever, that makes sense to them. So I'm not ruling out if Monty Ozenfort does not trade out of 4, I'm not ruling out that the first day of the draft still won't have a Monty Ozenfort trade special.
Now, you don't necessarily want to draft by position, especially when you've got great athletes and great players sitting on your board if you've got them rated highly. But if there were some obviouses, if there were other some boxes that had to be checked in terms of what kind of positions we are going to bring to this team to suit some areas of need, what would they be other than wide receiver and edge rusher to you, D?
I would think cornerback still remains something. They signed Sean Murphy Bunting in free agency, and they obviously had a couple guys they drafted last year. But I think if you were to get a cornerback in the first couple rounds, perhaps, or even in the third round, that's a person that could be in the mix for playing time, depending on, you know, who's there and all that. And I think guard, I mean, you mentioned that earlier, you know, guard or center, either one, whichever player fits better with where you're picking. Yelda Froholt played, I thought, solid at center last year, but he's a guy who's played guard before. You could move him to guard if you got a center that you like more. But obviously left guard is a spot that needs some attention. And again, when you're drafting, it can't just be about this year either. And when you talk about Jonah Williams, the tackle, being only on a 2-year deal, Will Hernandez's contract is up after this year. You know, you've got spots where, okay, maybe they won't be immediate guys now, but you're going to have needs sooner rather than later. And that's why when people talk about taking the best player available, that's kind of what they're implying. Okay, maybe you're not going to completely ignore needs, but the needs are going to be there sooner rather than later at almost every position because that's just the nature of the game.
Darren Urban, azcardinals.com, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. At this time of the year, everybody becomes a draft analyst to some degree. In that process for you, going back to the number four overall pick, if the Cardinals make that pick and it is a wide receiver, is Marvin Harrison your choice? Do you think there's an edge there over the other receivers that could be considered as the top receiver in this class, Darren?
I mean, for me, I'm going to defer to the masses that say that that's the fact. I'm not going to lie. I have not seen enough of all three guys. I've seen all of them play. I've not seen all of them enough to say this guy's definitely better than the other ones. But it sure feels like there is something about Marvin Harrison that most people really like. And I don't think they would go wrong. If something were to happen and they trade down a few spots and get one of the other two guys, I think they're still in a really good spot. But it feels like if they stay there, that would be the guy. And it just, there's so many things that would go into it. If you can get a guy, and Dan knows this, if you can get a guy that is really good and fits a need, oh, and by the way, the fan base loves, I mean, that's just icing on the cake. And clearly, I think at this point, the fan base is hoping for him.
I was talking to a football guy yesterday, and he said that of players that are already on the Cardinals rosters, there are people really high up on Michael Carter at running back, at John Gaines on the offensive line, and even Elijah Higgins backing up Trey McBride. So my question is, if you add a potential guy like Marvin Harrison Jr. or even one of the top three wide receivers, what might be the ceiling for this offense next year?
I mean, you have to be encouraged by what they did down the stretch and how they really seemed to fit into this run-first mentality and playing off of that. But again, when we get to, we're going to talk about the draft and we're going to talk about the weapons and we're going to talk about what they add. But what are we going to be talking about in a month, in 2 months, in 4 months about where this team is headed and what this offense is going to do? It's going to be about Kyler Murray. It's going to be about what steps forward he can take. Now, obviously, when you add weapons to him and you get another year of experience and a full offseason, that's only going to help everybody involved. But it's going to be about the quarterback making those steps and, you know, getting to the point where, okay, we're going to have this offense, we're going to have these weapons. Now what can you do with them? And I think ultimately when you talk about what this offense can become, I think it's going to start with QB1.
Darren Urban from azcardinals.com, our guest here on Bickley and Marotta Mornings. What number draft is this for you that you're covering, from a Cardinal standpoint, Darren? Do you know the number?
2001 was my first one, so what does that make this, 23? I believe this is 23. Wow. My Jordan year.
Wow.
My Jordan year.
Oh, of all those years covering the Arizona Cardinals from a draft perspective, what's your favorite story? What's your favorite memory from draft day over the years?
Oh, my favorite. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily my favorite, but I mean, again, and we've been talking about it so much this week because it's the 20th anniversary, but that weekend where in those days, the draft was Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
But to come in Friday morning and be talking about the death of Pat Tillman, and then the very next day having Larry Fitzgerald fall into their lap because the Raiders decided to go with Robert Gallery. I mean, that's a weekend that's really burned into my mind. And obviously that draft ended up being unbelievable for the Cardinals. Yes. Darnell Dockett and Carlos Dansby and Antonio Smith. But that two-day stretch, that 24-hour stretch where you're talking about first the Pat Tillman stuff and then Larry Fitzgerald getting drafted, I mean, that goes down in franchise lore in terms of draft weekends.
Yeah, that draft class turned out to be a big part of the Super Bowl team a few years later. Darren, always good to talk to you, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.